Hey there. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show with you. Show number 8. What's up, Corey?
What's up, everybody?
It's Corey Hall over there. I'm Joel. Greg and Henny. That music was Muse that Corey just pulled off. That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Little Muse for you. Hysteria. Uh-huh. Could have used a little more of that. A little more of that.
You could have let that. You were.
I don't know. I was just talking. It's all right. We could have faded it out and been professional, but no, we'll cut it.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. We're not a radio show. That's what they told me on the forums this weekend.
Yeah.
You're not a radio show. You said you were a radio show. You're not a radio show. You know, it's three geeks listening to each other's shows talking about Battlestar Galactica.
You know what they also told you on the forums this weekend?
What's that?
That they're humorless idiots.
Yeah, they're completely the guys in that. We're talking about the Podcast Alley forums. There's people on there that dump on our show because I went in and said, how come the top-rated shows aren't funny? Because the guy was like, I can't find good podcasts. And I was like, because all you look at is the top-rated shows. And when the top-rated show sucks, it gives all podcasts a bad name. But then I was the bad guy.
You know, I'm a math teacher in Topeka, Kansas, and I go and get podcasts to learn all about how to refinance my home in Roth IRAs, and I listen to Slice of Sci-Fi to learn my latest sci-fi gems. So I know everything about comedy, and I'm entitled to tell you what's funny.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just like I told a guy, I said, you know, these comics, they're not professional. They're doing these comedic shows. They're not very professionally done. And then that guy goes, I listened to your show, and you guys were popping your peas. I go, that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being able to make a point and be funny. And the guy's like, you guys were talking over each other and mumbling. Well, mumbling. Here's a mumble. Fuck you. Yeah, you dick.
Right.
Oh, bunch of fat guys. These guys.
He's right. He said that we couldn't clearly. You were concerned that people couldn't clearly articulate their points.
Yes.
Here's my point. I'll clearly articulate this. Shut up, you humorless fuck. All right.
Let me distill it down even a level further. Eat a bag of dicks.
Gobble my balls, you no talent fucking schmucks. How about that?
I think that pretty much says
it all.
Does
that cover? Does that distill my point?
Yes. And can you vote for us on PodcastAlley.com at
yes,
the same
please
time?
Do.
Please.
Please.
Even if you're one of those humorless fucks we're talking about, please vote for us because we need the votes. But we should be that. We're 46, by the way, in comedy today. I checked.
Yeah.
So we're 46. So that was complaints that we heard on
first
the podcast.
First in war, first in defense, last in the American League. That's us.
But you're Starfish and Mr. Shark Attack.
That's Mr. Shark Attack and Lady Starfish. I'm coming for your ass.
Corey is calling you out right now on show 8 here.
I'm so sick of these podcast people that are just we're in love and we're husband and wife and I cradle his balls in my hand every night and we fall asleep and then we talk about fun stuff like coupley stuff like my yeast infection. Go eat a bag of shut up.
But here's the thing though. You know, they complain about the show and how, and it's like these shows are so bad. I go, you know, the problem with podcasting is there's too many bad shows, and people are like, no, it's not the case. Our shows are really good. You should listen to them. I listen to them, and they all suck. I'm sorry to say.
All right,
I'm not sure our show.
Let's
is
not the, sink to the level let's of not. Lady Starfish and Mr. Shark Attack. And,
not at all.
I want to be.
And by the way, we've gotten more votes than them in April, but they have more total votes,
right?
Because they've been on for like 3 months, so we're going to pass them. That's coming.
Okay.
That they're going to get ready to eat our dust.
As long as we pass my commute, the guy who
Fat Matt. No, my commute.
There's a guy who literally tapes his thoughts as he's driving home from work.
Nobody cares about my commute.
I got to go get some eggs from the store. I really think my daughter's ballet teacher's hot. I'd like to bone her. And
that's
entertaining radio.
If the guy like jacked off in traffic like regular guys do, that'd be fun, you know. But I mean, I would listen to that. But I don't want to hear a guy read his grocery list. And
if his commute involved picking up a toothless tranny and
popping
one in her mouth,
stopping cruising by the adult bookstore,
gum banging a 47-year-old transsexual
using a
with
glory
balls
hole.
Hanging out of his tight shorts. That's a good commute.
Yeah.
Hey guys, you know enough about podcasting because we have a very special show.
Well,
today.
No, but this goes into it though. That's the whole thing you're missing. I'm making a little segue. Listen to me. Remember, we're professional. We make a point.
Yeah.
I'm the point is that we actually, when we first started the show, we did show 1, and unbeknownst to anyone, we actually got a complaint right away, didn't we, Corey?
Yeah, we did. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's play that complaint
real
quick.
It's PJ. Stumbled across a podcast today. And, it doesn't make you guys sound like flaming racists, homophobes, and xenophobes and everything else. But, hey, good job. Give me a shout, my brother. Hey, Corey, it's PJ. Guys, I hope you guys feel better, man. That was great. That was actually funny. Today, I listened to it But apparently I'll never offer critique or anything again because, well, you guys didn't overly obsess on that too much, did you? I just think it's, I don't know, you're funny. You guys are funnier than being racial. Blame it, like saying, Jew, covered. That's just not funny. I mean, like your Arkansas bit, that's funny.
The Arkansas was right, funny, but the Jew bit,
I don't know what he's trying to say.
The Queensryche show was funny.
The Queensryche was funny.
Yeah, well, folks.
That's his favorite band. But ladies and gentlemen, go ahead, Corey.
Build
him up.
Let's welcome the first guest here on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
The first guest ever on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it up for him.
That man that you heard on the voicemail.
You guys going to introduce me?
Go ahead. There he is, right here.
You told me I wasn't here until I was introduced.
Wait, I got to play your theme song.
Play his theme song. Get him in, man. Big build up for this guy.
Rock you in.
Yeah.
There we go.
There he is. Woo! The man who loves Queensryche, PJ Butland, in the studio.
The only man who still loves Queensryche.
The first guest.
And after listening to my message, holy moly, am I an articulate fuck, man.
Your message was interesting.
People loved it. They were like this.
Yeah. I loved it. We love that message. And then, but how is the show now? This is show 8.
You guys are good.
Thank you.
You're not the bitterest pill yet, but
no.
A few shows are.
We're working our way up.
Why doesn't she just change her name to the Raging Queen?
I think that's Yeast Radio and not
that
the
yeast?
Bitter.
Oh,
the bitterest
sorry.
Pill is some other loser.
Am I mixing the drag queens?
Oh, I think you're getting your humor-free waste of time podcast.
And you know what? I did some pod searching and I came across Area 51. Wow, that's some good radio there. Good pod.
What is Area 51?
It's just crazy, wacky bits for 20 minutes.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You won't get sick of that anytime soon, will you? No.
It's professionally done, but boy, are those bits wacky.
Have you heard Cinema Minima yet? Because that's a good one.
No,
Cinema Minima
heard that
is
one.
Just like two guys. It's like NPR, and they're just rattling on about movies in the most boring way possible.
What I've discovered about podcasts is that like it's like when you're a little kid and you get that chemistry set and you're impressed and you're trying all this stuff out and all you can do is turn white water green and everyone does it. And it's like, okay, now do something fun and blow some shit up, you stupid fucks. Stop
well,
turning
exactly.
the water green.
It is.
We all can turn the water green.
It's
mix
that,
some stuff that mix ammonia and bleach. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the better metaphor is like when we were kids, they had those circuit board kits you'd get, and you could make the radio, but it was really hard. So instead, all you could make was like the light bulb go on. That's what podcasting is. It's people making the light bulb go on. It's completely useless. It entertains no one.
It's like ham radio.
Yeah, or it's ham radio. So that's why we're called this the Corey and Joel Radio Show, because we think that this is a show that you could actually one day.
And this particular episode is the one I'm sending off to Clear Channel as a demo
absolutely.
Tape.
Sure.
As we've said fuck 12 times.
Yeah,
we've
said
fuck
that's a lot. My influence on the show.
Yeah,
that's...
PJ brought us in. So we're going to say fuck instead of Jew.
All right, that works.
Anyplace I say Jew, I'm going to say fuck today.
Okay, we will not say Jew or colored. We will say kike and spade. Those will be the terms.
Well, no, that's wrong.
Those will be... Oh, boo.
Yeah, because we decided, though, well, PJ, and I don't know if we were told this, but we tried to keep the show so it would be closer to like terrestrial radio. So if someday somebody wanted to hire us, they wouldn't listen to our show and say, well, you guys can't say fuck and ball sack anymore if you want to come work in Sioux City, Iowa.
You have to be able to do really crappy bits.
Yeah. So we've tried to keep it radio friendly. Of course, the first 9 minutes of this show hasn't been, but, you know.
That's like my act.
Yeah,
that's all
your
I got.
Comedy act.
That's all I got is the F-bomb.
PJ, I'm sorry, is a comic just like me and Corey. PJ goes on the road. Tours around. Where have you been? Where's the most exciting place you've been lately to perform your comedy?
Lately?
Yeah, lately.
Wow, there's so many. I did a gig right next to a funeral home parlor store. It was crazy.
It was a funeral parlor home store.
Yeah, it was called Your Funeral Solution. That was the name.
There you go.
Galesburg, Illinois. So if any of my fans in
Galesburg. I've done that Galesburg gig.
Yeah, and there's Funeral
I don't remember
Solutions
that.
Right there on
That's
the corner.
That's a weird little town,
All the caskets are right in the window.
Radio Free Galesburg.
Right after you die on stage, you can climb right into your casket.
Oh, my God. That's
what
a
great
nice,
gig that
room.
Is. Yeah,
but, BJ, we are thrilled to have you in here. You're a very funny guy. Always been a good friend of myself and of Joel. And God, God, you're beautiful.
It's the least I could do. I am.
Yeah, we got to take a picture of. Should we take picture? Because I have my camera here. Corey has his.
You're going to let him in. You're going to let him inside the palatial Fragamenti studio.
Well, I'm going to zoom in really
tight.
We're
not going
to. We're going to zoom in.
I'm getting one shot from the front, one shot on the side.
Our location is secret, PJ, because we don't want just unannounced guests coming in here. You never know. Hot young college girls could come in here and be banging their titties on the door trying to get into this studio.
That was okay.
Now, I'm going to zoom it super tight.
Yeah, that might be better because
I'm a big ugly mother, so I got nothing to hide.
One, two.
We're taking pictures for CoreyJoelRadio.com.
That's
right
a good shot. You're like
was
that
it good?
Shot. Yeah, you like
because from my angle, it really looks like he's talking into a tripod and not a mic stand. Yeah, that one's good. Maybe we'll go with that one.
Okay.
Which because PJ is talking into a tripod instead of a mic stand.
Oh, I thought it was a phallus.
No,
damn.
that's a mic
no, I'm
stand.
I'm sorry. That's the PK and J show. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's what
I put KY on my genitals.
That's what the guy from Yeast Radio.
Or no, that's see, I messed up. They're all so bad. I'm
PK and J is
that was
like
Dawn and Drew. That's
you know what? Whenever I listen to Dawn and Drew, this is all I hear.
Meow 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 meow.
That's all I hear.
And that would be
very
Drew,
catty,
right?
Very...
Just shut up. Yes. It's all I hear from those folks.
That's all you hear is the Meow Mix theme.
You know, put my picture up. I'll still look better than Dawn. Sorry, I said that. Did I say that out loud? I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yes, you did.
Oh. Can we?
She has a face for podcasting, doesn't
yes, she?
She
does.
Wow.
And I take on all comers. I'll give you all my email address and phone number later on. I'll take all you guys on.
That won't be necessary.
No, I will.
You don't know the nerds. They're going to steal your identity. You don't know what goes on.
Actually, I think we have a couple weeks that we're safe from attack from nerds because they're trying to save Enterprise right now.
They're
trying to raise money to save Enterprise.
They're very busy right now.
We must protect Scott Bakula. Captain Archer is in danger.
I thought, is it true that...
And then after that, Star Wars comes out. So
didn't Shatner pitch, like, he wanted to do, like, the cast of the Enterprise as teenagers or something?
Yeah.
He wanted to do, like, a Smallville
right.
with, like, those. And
But he
and,
was going to be Grandpa Kirk or
no,
something.
I think, he was going to play Kirk as a teenager.
Yeah.
That's how that was going to
be
work.
Hot.
Here, freshen up his
here's
rug.
Some advice to the Star Trek universe. Gene Roddenberry died years ago. Yeah. Let it go, people. So, let it go.
I do like that Jolene Blaylock, though. It's a hot
You do? You want to save that?
Yeah.
Just save her. Just throw her on some sitcom or
They'll
something.
They'll save her. Well, yeah, they saved 7 of 9 onto Boston Public, which wasn't really much of a rescue.
And then she hit the wall, so there you go. A little bit. Yeah.
No, that
am
was
I
her
right,
husband.
Right
her husband hit her into the wall.
Well,
and that's why he dropped out of the Senate race.
You don't know that. That's alleged.
Alleged.
That's slander or whatever.
Yes.
On our airwaves. We can't.
Do those laws apply to podcast?
I'm not sure what laws.
It's slander. It's libel in print.
See, some people think that podcasting is considered... a download, like it's considered a peer-to-peer transmission. Other people think it's considered a broadcast. That's why there's different music rules about like music. Well, do you really need a broadcast radio?
Is that
license?
Why there has to be 75,000 different aggregators? That like
no.
This is the problem. You're arguing with these guys about like podcasting,
yeah,
and they're like, did you get it off Doppler? How did you cue it up? You got to put it on your MP3 player and stick it inside your vagina where no one will ever find it.
My argument on the Podcast Alley forum was that, you know, nobody's really listening to podcasts. It's nerd who are making podcasts listening to other podcasts. It's not like the general public. You know, it's not like your mom and dad and your uncles and aunts and your
they
cousins.
They have no clue.
They have no idea you're doing this. You're making this nerdy show, and it's being listened to by other nerds. And we're saying, you know, maybe our show... will break through by being listened to people who might normally not listen to a podcast. And you don't have to download an aggregator. You can burn it to a CD. We keep it that length. We give and give.
All you hear is this, Joel.
Meow, 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 meow,
that,
meow, meow, meow.
But, that's all you hear?
I'm telling you. You know what? I had my grandma's funeral this weekend.
Yeah, it was very sad. Corey's grandma passed away
a couple weeks ago.
I'm
crying inside. Anyway, Yeah.
You are a cold, heartless bastard.
She was very old and very annoying, and it was time to go. But,
Corey, I hate to break this up and get somber, but did you at least have her vote for us on Podcast Alley before she died?
I took her almost dead fingers. And
thank you.
I pushed it down on the click
button.
There's
a round of applause for you, because we need all. If you have any dying relatives, make sure they register at Podcast Alley and vote for
us. You know,
because,
their vote has to be heard before
they
go. Yeah,
their vote counts, sure.
Look, if you could vote in heaven, I would say go right away. But,
go ahead.
My grandmother passed away, we had a lot of relatives in town. A lot of people came in from far away. And I just didn't bother telling most of them about the show just because I didn't want to get the...
It's a radio show on the internet.
Wait from Kentucky. We ain't know these things. You know, That's the thing. You do comedy. You've done these gigs, right?
People aren't hip to stuff.
You play
right?
Like you play like a ballroom, and it's like a big gala event, and everybody gets in their Sunday clothes, and you're like, hey, what's the event? That's the 10th anniversary of plumbing. You know? So, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like, I wasn't even going to bother. Just look at my uncle and just be like,
yeah, just go.
Dude, just, you can hardly.
There's no way you're going to get the show.
If you can hardly handle your fishing boat, there's no way you're going to be able to figure out how to
it's
download.
Hard to get the show on dial-up. It would probably take 2 or 3 hours to download one of these shows on dial-up anyway. So if you're on AOL and you're really trying to get the Corey and Joel Ray, it's just not going
to
happen.
I remember in 1995 trying to dial up AOL. Yeah. I was working at a store, and we would like sit there for a good 45 minutes. And if we got on, it was like we thought that was good time. We were like, oh, we got on in under an hour.
I remember
that. Yeah, we're
remember
on AOL.
When like people couldn't get on AOL. It was like I tried to get on
and
I couldn't
bing,
get on.
You'd get AOL and then it would like take about another 7 yeah. minutes to load all the directories and then you'd get like 2 clicks in and it would crash. And you were like, "Wow, that was so awesome. We blew away the internet, man."
Wow. We got the NBA scores.
Exactly. What next? Let's go chat.
I yeah. saw the weather on Yahoo.
Let's go pretend we're a girl in the chat room.
Oh god.
Yeah, so we have the dude, but if you you can tell people to get our show. Don't even tell them to use iPod or just tell them to go to the show and download it. It's real good. It's like downloading anything else.
Just go straight to our show.
Go CoreyandJoelRadio.com. All the shows are listed up there. If you don't have to use
Does it help us if download. They get off Podcast Alley, though, in the rankings?
It would help if they go to the Podcast Alley thing and vote. Now, there's a Podcast Alley link on
our site.
But
then you have to get an aggregator off there.
You don't have to get an aggregator off there.
Just saying. There's like
If you play Listen to the Show on Podcast Alley, it'll stream right into your computer. You don't have to download. It'll play instantaneously, just like that. You click and boom, it goes. All right.
So, PJ, how was your weekend?
My weekend was fantastic. I worked in the yard. That's why I'm as red as a tomato right now.
Jesus.
I got that.
You put the red in redneck, my
I
friend.
I do.
Yeah, you're PJ's a bit. How tall are you, PJ?
6'6".
PJ is 6'6", and what do you weigh, PJ?
280.
And your penis is how long?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, we're going to...
We're white boys. You know, what can we say?
Oh, you've got that, Kurt? You've got the...
No, I have nothing to be embarrassed about, but it's not proportionate.
You're 6'6".
What can I
say? I'm 5'8".
If it's proportionate, I should have like an 8-foot dong, okay?
Oh, okay.
But I don't.
You're so red, I thought you were a Kiowa.
I'm a dog's penis right now is what yeah. I am. Put the lipstick away.
I thought you were an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. Your baby, she's a Chippewa. She's a one of a kind.
It's going to have him deal me blackjack.
Yeah.
Looks like an Indian.
Big Chief Bear.
Don't you owe me a Queensryche for all these offensive comments?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we have to play Queensryche now that
these
you're actually
really,
here live? We have
these
to
are
play
really racial.
There's a little
there
Queensryche.
There we go. Right off the Minecraft.
Yeah. I only downloaded the good stuff for you, Peach. Right. I only pulled the good clips.
You're a good man.
Went right to the heart of the tune to get you the good Queensryche clips.
Like you guys said in the second show, Queensryche has been played on the radio this much in years. You know, it's like 1988.
Even though it's a lame podcast.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Maybe they can be our sponsor.
Queensryche.
Queensryche and Toffee Fae.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Queensryche, it's too good for kids. That's because if you go to the show, everyone's in their 40s.
But
the Queensryche concert.
They all relate.
Well, okay.
I want to get sponsored by a cigarette company. Like,
do you? Do we have something? We have a little. Oh, there you go.
Man, we're professionals.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
That's what it should be.
Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston,
we're all spellbound.
This was on the radio.
I'll wait for the chick in the box, in the little cigarette box to come dancing through our room.
When they have like the cigarette girl, like you see, like walking around with the big tray and the little.
Was that Chesterfield Cigarettes that always had the dancing cigarette box? I think that was Chesterfield.
PJ, you're older than us.
I'm not that old. I hear these stories from my parents when I was your age.
Unfortunately, we didn't find the theme song to Stop That Pigeon, or else we would be playing.
That's very upsetting. Yeah, but any of those
next time you're in, we'll play those.
All right.
Yeah, so you worked in the yard, didn't do any comedy? I did some comedy this week.
I did an Elks Lodge because my career is huge right now.
I did an Italian restaurant in Sterling Heights.
We really, people, we are paid professional comedians.
We really are. I'll be at Joey's Comedy Club this weekend, April 22nd and 23rd. Come see me.
Everyone does. Everyone works these Elks Lodges and bowling alleys to get to the good gigs.
Did the bowling alley Friday, dude. Did the basement in Waterford, Michigan. The Cool Jerks Lounge.
That's a good club.
Cool Jerks Lounge.
Yeah, cool Joey's Jack. In Dearborn, Michigan this weekend. If you want to come see Joel Fragamenti do some comedy, April 27th.
You know what? After a weekend of comedy, you need one of these.
What do you need?
You need some of this.
Oh, need no, more no. Winston cigarettes?
Another
this is
smoke.
The story of our life.
Light up, Johnny.
What do
you worked too hard, you ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy.
Yeah, okay.
But your aching head and stomach here, this message from old Speedy.
Really?
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
That sounded like my toilet fizz, this morning, fizz, actually.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Because I drank some last night. Have I mentioned that? Oof.
You drank last night?
Played poker all
Sunday
afternoon
night?
And drank all
Who'd you
evening.
Play poker with?
I played at the radio station-sponsored tournament.
Oh, okay.
I finished
the 97-1?
No, it was the Fan.
Oh, the Fans tournament?
Yeah, I finished 23rd out of 125.
Okay, that's decent.
I am.
Any big celebs in that?
Stoney and Wojo.
Oh. Hey, can I ask any big celebs in there? Let me ask it again. I didn't ask
Wait,
for...
How about Jamie and Brady in the morning?
No, they weren't there.
They weren't?
Sean Bellegian was there.
Sean Bellegian.
Wow. He has nothing on the three of us. That is one ugly mug.
Oh, well.
Oh, now.
Oh, my God. He's got... he looks like a fish because he's got eyes on each side of his head, man.
Come on. Sean's a good guy.
You can sneak up on him walking directly in front of him because he's not going to see you.
That's why he's in radio.
Sean Bellegian. Talking about people that nobody knows.
Actually talking about podcasters, more people
could
know.
Could be worse. We could
Maybe.
Be talking about our sex lives with our wives. So
I'm not married. You're not married. None
no,
of us are married.
That was another shot at some selected podcasts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's sort of the podcast formula is to have on like chicks and have the chicks talk about sex. And then for some reason these nerdy guys listen because they're never going to hear a girl.
And they're spanking it.
Talk
Please
about
tell me
vaginas.
They're not spanking the podcasts.
So we bring in a 6 foot six hill.
Yeah, we got a 6 foot six.
This is instead of bringing in a hot chick.
What a trash
guy.
Well, hopefully the hot chicks are coming.
But you know what? Some guy's still going to be spanking the three of us tonight.
I hope so.
Somewhere out in
speaking
in
of spanking
Utah.
You know that kid on the Plop Plop Fizz Fizz commercial sounded hot.
Really? You're
yeah.
That?
Can I hear that again?
You hear that again?
Really,
sure.
Yeah. My inner.
Too hard
oh yeah.
Is this the old?
This kid has
the new Speedy.
This is like a nice hairless boy, right?
It's a 37-year-old woman.
Is it really?
It's no Hillary Duff by any stretch of the imagination.
That's like June Foray.
No, is it really? It's not. It's not
Rocky the Squirrel.
It's not that beaver.
I was going to guess that.
Sorry.
Is it her? Is that actually the Rocky the Squirrel
lady? I'm just taking a guess, right? She did a lot of voices.
Yes, she did a ton of voices.
Don't let BJ, PJ and I start.
Well, the show's gone gay all of a sudden with PJ.
Ooh, gobble. Kabong.
El Kabong.
Now, you guys don't have that, do you? That drop? Cause
we don't have the El Kabong
I think
drop,
that's a law. If you do radio or podcast,
what,
you have
What
that,
drop is that?
The Kabong. El Kabong.
Oh, no, we don't have that.
That was the Quick Draw McGraw used to... It wasn't enough that he was a horse that... was apparently appointed sheriff of some old west town. He had to fight crime in an alter ego as El Kabong.
And didn't he have a little Spanish mouse partner, too?
Yeah, Baba Louie.
Baba Louie, that's
Baba
right.
Baba Louie.
How come all Spaniards are depicted as mice in the cartoon world? What's up with that?
Because
that's a good question.
That's who has mice, are the Hispanics. I mean, I'm just thinking, I'm reverse engineering the thought process. It's not
Everybody
my
wants Speedy Seaster.
Yeah, but mice kind of move fast, and they,
so
they're industrious.
It's a misnomer, is what it is. It's,
they
it's,
work
it's
hard.
It's lies.
I don't know.
Oh, see, I just got offensive as you guys.
Uh-oh, well,
right
then
there.
I think we need to play.
That's okay. I got
I
one
think
right
you're going to... There you go.
I just Queen's right to myself.
Empire.
The live show is much better than what you guys are witnessing on the radio. Oh, I'm sorry, on the pod.
The live show of Corey air guitaring the Queen thing.
I can't help myself.
No.
When I feel the power of the right.
Well, I think though, but isn't it like, how come like, in cartoons though, aren't gorillas always like kind of black?
No,
like Grape not, Ape and stuff?
No.
Bit,
he'd be purple.
Gorilla. Yeah, I know. Well, some black people are, you know.
Are purple?
I, you know.
Is that what people mean? Go, I don't care what color they are. Black, red, purple? Is that what you, that's...
I don't know.
We just offended the blacks, the Chinese, and the apes, apparently.
Okay, but that's
fine. I'm actually really thinking about this. I'm trying to...
Well, think about...
Did McGilla... McGilla Gorilla didn't really... First of all, he's Irish. He's got a name McGilla.
Yeah, and he had that little...
I don't
bowl,
think he was
bowler.
Particularly black.
Bolero? Bowler? What was that hat? The bowler? He had the goofiest outfit.
You know, aren't cats kind of like British... Isn't that... No, am I completely off
your,
base
your,
on
your
this?
Your eugenics theory of cartoon
Well,
characters.
I don't know. I think that there's always sort of...
Right.
Like Pepe Le Pew was French, but who was the guy, the Hanna-Barbera guy that was like British? Wasn't there a panther or somebody who was?
Well, there
like,
was Snagglepuss, but he was gay.
Snagglepuss was gay. Okay, it was Paul.
Exit
Lynn.
Stage left, even. there was Touche Turtle, and I mean, he's a French turtle. I don't know what that has to do with
okay.
anything.
Okay, so I think we're sort of getting to the root of this, aren't we? Are we finding any conclusions here?
Yes, we've solved the world's problems.
Mouse or Spix?
Mouse or Spix.
That's all
the,
we got.
That's
the only theory that's holding
I'm
up.
I'm trying to think of, you know what? I'm trying to think of something that refutes that.
I'm sorry.
It's not in the cards.
Mexican.
Mexicans.
But other than
Mexican
like.
Mexican rodent. American rodents.
other than like Speedy Gonzales, I'm trying to think of like.
Well, the little dude in Quick Draw.
Baba Louie.
Yeah, Baba Louie.
Baba Louie was a donkey, though.
Was he?
Hey, quick draw.
Baba Louie was a donkey.
He was a little donkey? He was only like this. Well,
yeah, he was a burro.
Yeah, he was a burro.
I thought he was a mouse.
No, it's quick draw because quick draw was a big white horse
you
and he was a burro.
Yeah, you could say like a burro was sort of Mexican though, too.
Oh, so you're saying Mexicans are asses. Cool.
No, I'm saying that it's sort of
that
like
was Joel. That was Joel,
Vell,
ladies
well,
and gentlemen.
Poor,
this
PJ
is taking us to the top of the rankings.
Yeah, if we're not number 36 by now... I don't know what we are.
I'm fascinated by it. I'm really
combing
my
memory. Well, we're
going
to have to think. Send us some email. Email at Corey and Joel Radio if you can think of.
Here's one thing.
Corey and Joel Radio.
It doesn't really relate to actual races, but walruses are always stupid in cartoons.
Okay. Now, I'll go with that. That's the truth right
like,
there. Walruses
like
are stupid.
Chumley, Tennessee Tuxedo's buddy, was like a complete idiot. And the walrus guy on Woody Woodpecker was stupid. You know, like something against walruses.
Okay. No, that works. And pigs are kind of stupid, right? Pigs are never smart.
No.
You know, the three little pigs were...
That's because they're Puerto Rican.
The three little pigs were Puerto Rican?
You said they're not smart. Just throwing that out there.
Wow, this... We've gone into a whole nother direction. What are cartoon characters?
Oh, man.
Maybe I won't give out my phone number
after
this show.
Yeah, you know, don't. It's really not worth it. Oh. If you want to contact PJ, email us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com.
I'll be glad to talk
and
chat
we'll
with you.
Forward
guys.
It right over to PJ.
Keep the hate mail flowing.
Exactly.
Email at coreyandjoelradio.com.
Love us or hate us, you'll know our names.
You're going to know our name, and you're probably going to hate us, but that's okay.
And that's without
people
our little
like
sexy
wives.
We have fans.
We have fans. We know what we're big in? We're the World of Warcraft. Because those nerds, there's a group of nerds, and they're probably, I'll call them out right now.
I hear we're huge in NORATH.
Yeah, there's a group of nerds that go to our comedy show every Thursday at Club Barton Ferndale. I know it sounds like I'm plugging like crazy. But there's these guys who show up, Jared and Big Fat Brad and a couple other little weasel guys and fat guys. And they all play World of Warcraft, and they all like the Corey and Joel Radio show. And then people say, well, no, podcasts are being listened to by the general public. No, they're not. It's the same guys that are online, you know, trading each other chain mail and stuff in a virtual world that are listening to this show. We need real people that are in their cars going to their jobs listening to the show. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
I guess so.
Okay.
You're right, though. You're so right. Because you're talking to guys on iPod forum, on podcasting forums.
Yeah.
About trying to appeal to a broader audience. And they're typing in their frickin' smiley face emoticon.
Yeah, they're using emoticons. Like, they're communicating in emoticons and saying, how come the world doesn't understand? He's saying the world doesn't understand podcasts.
I bought my mom, bought the same laptop. I made sure she got the exact same laptop I have so that I could talk her through whatever problem she had. And, yeah, turning the damn thing on is more than she can handle, let alone being, I'm feeling sort of quixotic today. What's the emoticon for that? You know? So...
The guys on the podcast forums are just such dweebs.
You know what the guys on the podcast forum are searching for their testicles with tongs inside their body cavity.
No wonder
you
they
want
to listen to stupid Jeanette on PK&J talk about a dildo.
But we're cuddly.
Yeah.
It's about love and feeling.
They sound Canadian to me.
I have the PK&J show.
Do you have the PK? I don't know.
Do you want to hear the theme music?
Isn't she Hispanic?
Is it ready?
Isn't she Hispanic? She's a mouse.
She's a mouse. If they're going to draw PK&J, they would draw a walrus and a mouse.
Now, wait a second.
Because walruses are dumb, right?
She's chock full of nuts, is what I'm saying.
Well, she's from Costa Rica. They make... Jeanette, this is for you. The chock full of nuts theme. We want to thank your people for giving us quality coffee
and you guys,
for the last 50 years. Thank you, Jeanette.
These two thought I was going to Christian up this show.
Boy, where did we... I was not laboring under that.
Nobody doesn't like Joel and Corey. Nobody doesn't
That's so
like
not true.
Corey and Joel, it's too good for kids.
Yeah.
How about Corey and Joel? Two great tastes that go great together.
That's
two mints in one.
You can get your chocolate out of my peanut butter, motherfucker. Let's get it right out of there.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man. We prepped a lot for this show. Can you tell?
Yeah, we did. We had two segues. We're doing fine.
We have segues. We have old jingles.
We don't have any cool bits yet. That's what we're lacking.
People that have bits don't have cool bits. They have shitty bits.
Joel and I are already tired of talking to each other, so we thought
bringing you in would extend the life of this show.
Shitty bits. Isn't that what I fed my cat today?
Shitty bits. That's good.
PJ, why don't you do a couple minutes from
now? Now watch. It'll show up on the PK and J show as one of their wacky bits.
Shitty bits.
We just bought some shitty bits for our kitty.
Hey.
Because it's not getting our mouse.
Hey, Jeanette. What's that, Paul? They have the same voice. That's like, he's like such a queer.
Paul, I swear to God, Paul must wear a dress when they do that show. I swear, that guy is such a homo.
They're going to cry, too, because I heard them on one show going, we're community, and we don't think it's fun to bash on other podcasters. Because yes, I'm coming down to Dayton and putting a foot in their ass.
Half of the show is like, you know what we heard on Howard Stern today? You know what we heard on Howard Stern? Yeah, Howard Stern hates you. Howard Stern wants nothing to do. We like Howard Stern, but we're not going to talk about what he talks on the show. We do our own shit. Live your own life, for God's sakes.
True.
Stupid idiots.
Unplug the machine next time you go to record, okay? Do us all a favor.
Yeah, you know, it's
just pretend to do
shit.
A podcast.
Go back to waiting tables at Bennigan's, you Dayton, Ohio jerk-offs.
Dayton, though, is the most boringest city you'll ever go to, because I've been to Dayton, you've been to Dayton. You grew up, like, in Cincinnati, so you're not...
Yeah.
They've got the Flyers, though.
Cincinnati's a metropolis compared to Dayton.
Though. Yeah, Dayton just blows.
Parts
Dayton
of Siberia.
A skid mark on any map.
I mean, we're not saying, like, Detroit is the greatest place in the world, and we dump on Detroit all the time, but God forbid it's not Dayton, Ohio. You know what I mean?
Parts of Siberia are more entertaining than Dayton, Ohio. I swear to God, it's the most arid landscape of boredom.
Dayton sucks, and yeah.
But we're doing a show that's positive.
We're positive.
I'm positively hilarious. Yeah. That's what I am.
Positive. Those shows suck ass.
Those shows do suck. But all right, let's give them some funny. PJ,
I'm not doing my bit on the radio.
Oh, come on.
No, I can't do that.
PJ, do you want to get in the funny mode?
Yeah, yes, come on. Yes, get him going. Get him. Here you go. Come on.
Someone needs to slap my back of my bald head.
Okay, I'm chasing PJ around the studio right
now. Oh, look out.
Wait, some girl just took her top off. It's crazy. Oh, that was Joel. Sorry.
There's a Bobby. He's chasing me in the other direction. Now,
ooh, the technical turn.
Oh.
Now PJ's nuts are falling out of his short shorts. And now a 90-year-old man just came out of a... just stepped out of a phone booth wearing a diaper. What's going on?
This is crazy radio. It's
a beef eater chasing Queen Victoria.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there's some soccer hooligans. They're coming right down the pike.
Oh, look out.
Careful of those flare guns.
It's a pensioner with a cane.
Oh, a girl just got her dress caught in the car door of a double-decker bus. And goes and pulled it off.
Wait, is that Beckham flating himself? Yes, it is.
Ooh, Benny dropped his fish and chips in that girl's cleavage.
That's crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
This is our bit. Don't steal it, anyone.
Yeah, steal the Benny Hill.
Camilla
theme,
Parker
folks.
Bowles is scaring small children with a beast-like horse face.
I was watching that royal wedding, and I was like, I thought they canceled Spitting Image. And I was like, oh, no, it's a live show. It's Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles.
She was so good in Seabiscuit.
Oh, she's lovely.
The song goes on forever. Here's the breakdown.
We can do this. Just...
I'm going to play the spoons. I need the spoons. Come here.
I have your Jedi spoon.
Here's my Jedi spoon. Oh.
All right. The Jedi spoon.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, it is. But not only is the Benny Hill theme, the Benny Hill theme is permeating all levels of society, even our brothers downtown, south of 8 Mile. are starting to enjoy the Benny Hill theme. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they are. So play.
I so didn't know
we're
you were going.
We're not the only ones who have co-opted the Benny Hill theme for our own purposes.
Who else has?
You're going to hear
this. This is good. You're going to like this.
You're
going to
love this. Go, hit it. Go show. It's your birthday. We're going to party. Like it's your birthday. Like it's your birthday. And you know we don't
give up. It's your birthday. Now it all makes sense. Rat never made any sense before, but now it's all perfectly clear.
But you can see 50 Cent chasing broads around like Benny Hill. He is the new Benny. He's the black Benny Hill. 50 Cent.
Yeah, R. Kelly's chasing around. Yeah, R. Kelly. Trying to pee on him.
With more lead.
No, R. Kelly's the host of Romper Room, I think, is what R. Kelly's on.
He's swinging that big ebony fire hose around trying to douse these girls.
Yeah.
That's what I like about that style of music is that none of it is original. It's like podcasts.
Podcasting is the hip hop of.
You're right.
They do
radio
other
what hip hop is to.
It's called sampling.
Exactly.
Well, that was a mashup. That's some guy took 50 Cent and put it over Benny Hill.
Right, but that 50 Cent, I bet the beat for In the Club
is,
comes
is
from something
from
else.
Some George Clinton song or some James Brown or
some Roberta Flack.
It's easier that way. I don't have to do any writing.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, so you're saying you're Frank Roach?
Oh, all right. Okay.
Oh, inside Corey jokes. Calling sorry. Out,
Corey working inside. Corey, a little bit inside, Corey. Keep those pitches on the outside.
Ball one, low
yeah,
way.
That was a little inside.
Is he out yet?
Oh,
is
yeah.
Out of the closet?
No, not the closet.
He was at the castle.
Out of the Hustgal.
Clink.
Or alleged.
Oh, it's so warm in here, I could use a Hawaiian punch.
Could you?
I could really use a Hawaiian punch.
You could use one of these?
Yeah.
Hey, how about a nice Hawaiian punch?
How did you guys do that?
Sure. You taste 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian punch. 7 kinds of fruit in Hawaiian
How
punch.
Many?
Hawaiian punch is made with 7 kinds of fruit for a one of a kind fruit taste.
Hawaiian punch fruit punch with 10% real fruit juice for a real fruit juicy taste.
Hawaiian punch is made with 7
Pimp our show.
We should really listen.
Hawaiian punch tastes like an aluminum can most of the time. How is it 10%
sugar.
Juice?
It's aluminum with a slight
Doesn't it
aftertaste.
Taste like an aluminum can? As if they change it, maybe I haven't had a Hawaiian punch in a while.
Drink it out of plastic. Maybe it'll.
I guess I have, but I guess I haven't had a Hawaiian punch since they started getting it in a tube.
I like less sugar with my aluminum.
You know, it's great whenever I play one of these clips. We're all just so into it that we just kind of
stop the show.
It's all right.
We stop listening.
People listening are doing the same thing.
Yeah. They love the Hawaiian Punch theme. They love the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah.
And, of course, they love Queensryche. Oh, let me take that last one back. Oh, there you go. They're clamoring for that.
They'll be here in Detroit June 4th with Judas Priest.
Oh.
Like, I won't be at that show.
What venue is that?
I'll be the youngest person in the audience.
DTE?
DTE, correct.
So you can sit outside
now,
and smoke a joint while watching Queensryche
because I get
Judas
so
Priest.
High.
Well, not you, but Joe, you know.
We're all druggies. Come on.
Oh, yeah,
it's cool.
Please. Absolutely. Oh, man.
I always get sat in the no heroin section. That kind of bums me out.
Yeah, for those, the DT, and you probably have it in your town, is the outdoor amphitheater that really picks up in the summer. And there's just a lot of cruddy acts that you would never, ever go see anywhere.
And you
they could be playing next door and you wouldn't go. But then you get them under the stars at DTE and all of a sudden it's a big goddamn party.
Like last summer we saw Fake Rat there.
Fake Rat. What's
fake
the
rat,
Fake Rat is?
Because there's only two members of the original band.
Is Stephen Piercy in
no,
it?
No.
They didn't have the vocal?
They're fighting over the name.
Oh, over the rat name.
Stephen Piercy and the Fake Rat can't afford the $500,000.
Did they play this song?
No, Corey has. This is Real Rat. Oh, this isn't
this
Fake
is Real
Rat.
Rat.
This is Real Rat.
This is Real Rat. But yes, Fake Rat does play this in concert.
Fake Rat plays this?
Yes. They have some guy named Jizzy. That's his first name.
Jizzy?
Wow, Jizzy. That's... And I'm not making this up. That's not clever
I'm waiting for the vocals. Mm-hmm.
That's the real vocalist.
That's Stephen Piercy.
That's Stephen Piercy. But you're not going to get that if you go to DTE this summer. Rat's probably there. Is Rat there?
Yes, they're there with... no, actually, they're at the little one in Sterling Heights.
Oh, they're at Freedom
Hill?
Hill?
Yeah, but it's owned by...
it's the same people promoting it. Yeah, so you probably have one of those. Like, here's the thing in Detroit. Every year, and every year it sells out, Eddie Money.
He's the first one.
Eddie Money opens the schedule every year at
Live
DTE.
At the Rosemont Horizon in Illinois.
And you wouldn't see Eddie Money. They could pay you. You wouldn't go to Eddie Money.
Nope.
But people go to this Eddie Money show like it's the greatest goddamn
Wait,
thing.
Please,
ever
I don't
seen.
Have any Eddie Money queued up. Please, let's not
no,
talk about
it. No, it's all right. Please, don't worry about it. People know Eddie Money.
And they know he blows.
Take Me Home Tonight, 2 Tickets to Paradise.
Oh, I forgot about that great
I've got
song.
2 tickets to DTE. Gonna watch it in money and smoke some
weed.
Yeah,
I gotta play something to keep you from singing.
I wasn't sure. I was in the select choir in grade school.
Were you?
I was in the select choir. Oh. In the select choir.
What did they select you for?
To hold the door.
Oh, man. What
folks,
a show.
Garsh.
Yeah, then we've really taken this comedy to a new level. If anyone doubts on the Podcast Alley forums that I'm a professional comic, listen to this show. Yeah, so PJ's here. PJ's going to tell us. We got some great. I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's a show 8. We're going to take a little break here. We've got some funny. PJ, I know, has a funny celebrity story. Because sometimes we open for
celebrity.
Well, we open for like big names or people who used to be big names on the road a lot of times. So we're gonna break some balls when
Here's
we get
back.
Here's
a teaser. She'd stand on her head.
Oh, who could that be?
Really, you worked with Mother Teresa.
It was a crazy show.
So we're going to come back after this break. Corey's going to play a little music. We're going to take a little break, freshen up. We'll be back here with the rest of show 8. We're going to play Rad into the break.
That's not what we're
going to play. No, we're not going to play Rad into the break.
It's a little joke, folks.
It's okay. And we'll see you in a couple minutes. Corey and Joel Radio, show 8. Here's more Muse.
Yeah.
Corey and Joel back with you. Corey and Joel radio show. We'll get that fade out right. It's all right.
What was
wrong? It was a little severe, but it's all right. No one cares. People weren't listening to that anyway. They fast forwarded right through that song. It's a good tune, but people fast forwarded right through it. You're back here with PJ Butler. PJ, what's up?
Nothing.
Yeah.
See, that took me 3 minutes to come up with that response.
Wow. It took him 3 minutes to come up with nothing.
Nothing. So the way I said it.
It's a great show.
It is a great show.
This show is amazing.
This is a goddamn wonderful radio show right here. So, PJ, let's talk. You're doing your comedy. You're on the road. Occasionally, you get to work with cool people. All right, I'm going to name. Occasionally, you work with cool people, people you see on TV.
I'm not going to drop names here, am I?
Well, just give me a name of a cool comic, somebody who was funny, who was cool.
One of my favorite comics that I work with on the road is Jimmy Dore. And if you guys have ever had the chance to go see him. He's very, very funny. Now let's get to the crappy.
But he has no famous like Jimmy. I mean Jimmy Dore. Yeah, people in comedy know
brilliant.
Jimmy Dore,
he's
but people don't
though.
Know. Yeah, like I work with Lewis Black, good guy. Lewis Black, Comedy Central. You've probably seen Lewis Black on Broadway.
Oh, those names. You want those?
Well, I don't know.
Names.
I'm just saying people that people know because Jimmy Dore people don't know.
All right, you want those?
Well,
names.
Who was there? Any? Maybe there was no one. Was there no one who was like a famous person?
I worked with Pam Stone once. Come on, Chief.
I mean, I work with Kevin Zioli, but let's start naming famous people. That pitch was inside, but but I mean, do you have like a fame? Oh, that was enough. But there's got to be like a name people would know.
I worked with a Saturday Night alum,
and who was that?
Victoria Jackson.
Wait, I once worked with Horace H.B. Sanders. Does that count?
Is that the one? The guy who won Star Search?
That's the
oh my God.
Winner of Star Search.
That's Horatio. What's the H.B. for?
Hilarious brother.
Hardly Black.
Oh boy, that one, that was a shot. Oh no. No, he didn't.
See how we set the people up for funny bits? That's how it works.
Oh, Hardly Black. Oh,
he's seriously the most mellow, like.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Seriously, Tapioca is blacker than him.
Horace got some good bits, man.
He is the least black brother of all
Horace
time.
Horace got some bits, man.
Corey never once said he was unfunny or anything.
No.
He just says he's not.
He said he's just.
I'm saying he ain't keeping it real.
He's not working the Apollo anytime soon. Corey's
not putting out his comedy. He just questions his racial heritage. That's all. Just the foundation of his makeup. That's all. That's all you're questioning.
No,
that's okay.
No, I clearly believe he's a high yellow. I don't. I'm not questioning his blackness.
That's all right.
No, I mean, Horace is just like.
He's latte.
He's an example of, like, if you want to do inoffensive.
Okay.
Comedy that pleases no one, let's do the Horace Sanders material.
All right.
We're going to get shot. Tonight.
That's fine.
We're gonna walk
but not by
outside.
Horace. He's the one black guy who wouldn't shoot you.
No, it'd be the angry 6-year-olds who big wheel I ran over on the way in. Yeah. But it's.
You ran over a big wheel, you bastard.
Yeah, she was slowing me down a little bitch.
They got to give way, these kids. All right. So you worked with Saturday Night Live alum.
Victoria Jackson.
And she came in, and what Megaplex theater were you playing?
Megaplex.
Yeah.
I was working in a basement, in fact, in right. Dearborn.
So that was Joey's comedy club?
I have a sample from her act.
Yeah, sure. Have a little.
Meow.
Oh, that's Victoria Jackson.
It's Victoria Jackson. It's her first
comedy.
She's
good.
And that's actually,
everyone knows this.
That's actually her funniest bit. Let's. This is actually my theme song.
So she's in the basement. She's doing comedy at Joey's Comedy Club in Dearborn,
well,
Michigan.
Let's not throw that comedy
word
around.
Oh, doing comedy. But
she's
appearing.
She was on stage.
Appearing live and in person.
And she was every minute awful. This woman couldn't buy funny in a funny store. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even. There's not a simile to do her justice. She's awful.
She sucked real bad.
She was bad. In fact, I saw they accidentally at the end of the weekend they actually gave me her check by accident.
Hey kids, a simile is a comparison that uses like or as.
They accidentally gave me her paycheck, and the way I figured the math, she got at least $250 per person she walked. And they were
person
walked
she walked. Walk
out,
means
walked,
people walked
leaving,
out. It's comedy
leaving term. The building cuz she's so awful.
How much did she get? Like, what was the number?
It was over 10 grand.
It was over 10 grand for, what, five shows, probably?
Four shows. She didn't do the Sunday show.
Unbelievable.
She just came in and did the Friday
for
and Saturday.
For some lame credit act.
And the best part was the Friday show, I think there was like 13 people in the audience for Victoria Jackson.
Well, you know, you got to get like a couple $100 worth of Vagisil to cover that giant, nasty, caked over vagina.
Wow.
The only people that she didn't walk were the old people, and I think they died. Because It was awful.
But Chief, they were too tired to get up. Was that?
I got on the Saturday Night Live show because I showed my boobies to Johnny Carson.
Is that true?
But in her defense,
yeah, she got it off Carson. She did Carson and like she did a handstand on Carson, okay. And like her skirt fell down and she was cute.
But now that I've ripped on her, I do want to defend her.
In what
way? And say that she was so nice off stage.
Oh, was she really nice?
She was.
Well, that's good.
No, she was. And she bought everyone dinner, and she should have with the money she was making. Yeah. But
I thought you said she wasn't nice.
No, she was very nice. Oh. She didn't like my attire and
hey,
my language.
Hey, PJ, let me just inform someone. Yeah, save the nice for the PK and J show, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
You gotta break balls.
No, there's a lot of nice.
Nah, she can see she could be
she
nice.
She bitched at me for my language. Nice.
Yeah. Well, that's not nice.
Well.
Because you're dirty and you're up in front of the clean
and
act.
She's Christian.
Hey, guys, you want to burn 2 minutes? Let's talk about all the nice guys we've met in comedy.
2 minutes?
Okay.
That's going to happen.
I'm done with my list.
Nice guys.
My list is done. Well, here's a tool for you. David Brenna. David Brenna, complete tool. I hosted the Letterman show, or the Carson show, 57 times. Complete asshole.
And you worked with him?
No, I didn't work with him. I went to see him because he was going to be at the Comedy Castle, and I said, I'll revel in the wake, because he was coming back to stand up, quote unquote, after years of being away. And so this is like early 2002, so his whole act is all about the 9/11 attacks. And the terrorists.
That doesn't get.
And so he brings up, first of all, he says he doesn't want an opening act. My buddy J. Chris Newbert was supposed to open. He goes, I don't want an opening act. So they fire him, essentially. I mean, they paid him. But they're like, he doesn't even get to go. He comes out, does 90 minutes. He has a music stand in front of him where he cuts out the little graph, you know, like in USA Today in the corner of the page that says, you know, 50% of Americans fear terrorism over, you know, disease, over cancer. And then he holds those up and does witty monologue. Like, it was like a college professor giving a lecture.
Yeah.
And you've never seen, like, the room. If the room had been set on fire, people would have ran out slower than during David Brenner's act. Okay, play that for David. He hasn't heard that in a really long time.
Yeah,
David, that was what you didn't hear at the David Brenner
remember
show.
Other people saying exactly what
he
said.
He was so bad. And then he was a dick because he was nervous that he bombed, which he did. So he wouldn't even come, like, you know, this is a little inside, but when you come out of the Comedy Castle, to leave through the main door, you go through, like, the bar. And there were comics there, like me, that were there, like, who watched a show, who would have, like, just liked to have said hello to him and shook his hand. And the dick had to go out the back door. He had the limo pick him up at the back door.
Are you serious?
What a tool. Yeah, he wouldn't even come out in the bar. So I mean, this is like there were no patrons there. It was just people hanging out, the staff. Wouldn't come out and say hello to the staff or the other comics that were hanging out watching the show.
Hey, David
Complete
Brenner.
Complete a-hole.
Who are you? No one remembers.
I did
okay?
the Carson show 168 times.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. These people. They believe their press.
Complete jerk off.
David Brenner was like, I loved his act in the 70s when he would claim he was like 35. Like,
yeah.
In 78.
Yeah, so, he's in his 50s now.
So now he's what, 90? I just turned 39, Johnny.
But see, I would listen to David on Howard's show, on Howard Stern, and he'd be kind of a good guest. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll go and maybe he's got something to bring. But nothing. Nothing funny there, man. I swear, nothing funny.
Wow.
He could do a podcast. He was that bad. It was that bad. The David Brenna podcast. Welcome to David Brenna Land. Let me talk to you about these airline screeners. Download this, I said. What a hump.
Oh, my God.
Nothing funny.
Not waiting for more comedy.
No, this is our impression of David Brenner.
David Brenner sucked.
Okay, guys, let's move on.
No, but Corey, who did you meet that was a tool? You've met a couple people on
you know,
the road.
Yeah.
You've even met guys. You do those movie junkets. And,
yeah, you know,
and
actually,
you meet
one of the nicest
actresses.
Comedians who doesn't really do a lot of stand-up anymore that I've ever met was Drew Carey.
Okay.
Who was actually, like, the nicest guy ever. Mm-hmm. He's totally like what he is off screen. And, you know, he's not a giant asshole like Robin Williams. But
Robin, I think we got Robin Williams was an ass.
No, it's just Robin Williams is always doing the Robin Williams act.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you got to, like, sit there and pretend.
You got to laugh.
You got to be like,
Yeah.
You know. Well, he trots out the same garbage he was doing on Mork and Mindy 30 years ago. And I'm like,
is he doing the meter?
Yeah. You know, and it's always, he's doing all his, like, you know.
His shtick, his various impressions and references.
Robin Williams is the exact reason, you know, we had an argument about doing voices the other day on the show.
Well, did we ever?
Because PJ told me I was the better voice guy at the Tigers game. And
I never questioned that you were the better voice
and
guy.
And that caused a fight with Joel and I. And it was silly.
It was a grappling match. It was wonderful.
we both kind of blow at the voices.
No,
but
the argument was that if you're
Craig
doing
Ferguson
a,
is dead on.
I'm not touching that one.
Tonight
that's
on the show,
yours.
David Brenner.
That's all yours. And
PJ Butland. But I know I'll prattle on like a Scottish prat. And I'll talk to a wee baby. Have you seen the Ferguson show? He's got like toddlers on all the time.
No,
like, do you know where I'm from? Scotland. We rape bears up there. You know, it's like, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's almost an inside reference to talk about
Craig Ferguson. He's on like 2 a.m. No, he's on.
Like when you fall asleep during Letterman, during his lame show, when you wake up to turn off the TV, that Scottish a-hole is Craig Ferguson.
You know what the rumor is that Letterman doesn't want anybody on who's
good. He doesn't want anybody good.
And that's why he had Tom Schneider on, who we talked about on another show.
We love Tom Schneider and the
Fire
color
up
teeny.
The color teeny and
did
watch
you hear
the
this?
Pictures?
I don't want to bring the show.
I'm talking.
Oh, okay. What?
Fight.
You were done.
I wasn't done. Anyway.
Do it. Are you done? Tell me when you're done.
Uh-oh, they're really fighting.
No, we're not fighting.
No, this is awesome. They're oiling up right now. This is wonderful.
So, anyway. You going to stop tape?
No, we're not going to stop tape. Keep going. I'm having a blast. This is fun.
I was going to tell you about Tom Snyder.
Does he still
Tom
smoke?
Tom Snyder News. Do you not want Tom Snyder News?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you not want Tom Snyder News?
Go ahead.
You can do the Tom
where's
Snyder
the
when I give you the Tom Snyder News.
What's PK and J's phone number? Because we need to call him right now.
I don't know.
We need a big hug.
Yeah, why can't we love each other, Corey, like PK and J?
And Don and Drew. And we could rub
No,
KY
we're two guys that Corey was, I was, he was doing his Tom Snyder and I stepped on it.
That's all right.
And so we have to stop tape now, according to
We're
him.
We're not stopping tape.
We're not stopping tape.
Oh my God, it's like a family reunion for me.
It's the PK and J show.
Oh, is that the PK and J show?
But like, it takes them forever to get...
Yeah, it takes like 3 minutes before you actually hear PK and J talk. Yeah, F that. I'm going to step on the PK and J show. Is that okay, Corey? Do I have permission?
I feel like I'm in my mother's arms.
He did then, but who flew off that? Now, PJ.
You both flew off. Let's move ahead.
I was going to tell you that Tom Snyder announced on his way, and this isn't funny at all. This is really going to bring the show down.
That's all right. You might as well now. What the hell, we've been pouting for 5 minutes.
People
so
made it to the 58-minute mark of the show. That was going pretty good, I thought.
It's fine.
I don't know. I
I'm
stepped on his Tom Snyder. It's a bad...
No, I'm... Go ahead. Do the show.
I'm still mesmerized by your ghost mic.
You like... Yeah.
The mic has
a little towel on the mic.
We have a ghetto windscreen on
it. I'm trying to...
How about Dave Courier, who's worked with the douchey Dave
I worked
Dave
with
Courier.
Dave, and he's...
I met Dave,
people
but
People walked
I,
out. Dave was a nice guy. People walked out of his show, too. Yeah. Went funny.
Did he do Bullwinkle? Please tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
he'd do Popeye and Bullwinkle because people wanted to know.
Yeah.
He'd do his stuff, and then he'd do his bits, and then go, can you just do Bullwinkle and make it worth our while?
Exactly. We pay $20, and you can do a voice.
Let's do Bullwinkle.
Dumbass.
If you want to hear Bullwinkle, go to the store, and you can buy a Bullwinkle DVD for like $12 bucks and hear it all day. But no, we want to hear some lame white guy do Bullwinkle instead.
Hey, stop it. He's coming here with Dave Saget.
Bob Saget.
Bob
Saget and Dave.
The Full House Tour. What the hell is this piece of shit?
It's DC,
out?
The DC and BS show. DC and BS, it's DC and BS. Come on, let's sing along to the PK and J theme. You got that?
No, because it'll take too long. Seriously, there might be three
no,
minutes
right.
more of stuff
you're right. you're
at the start of their
right.
show. I thought I could play that and I'd get
no,
like their theme song. And no, it's like they're playing
other
music.
We should edit it down so we have the theme song.
And so they know how to, and then play it so they know how it should sound on radio.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, on podcasting.
It's just
going to
sound like this.
It's going to sound, that's the PK and J theme.
That's my favorite. I love that. I can't get enough of that.
That's a J, and then I figured it out. PK is the speedy guy.
No, she's the speedy guy.
She's the speedy guy.
She's the one who's...
Then PK's the Hawaiian Punch jingle
the
guy.
One, the one issue, or issue episode download, whatever I listened to, she was very vehement about her heritage and that.
What
she
was her hair? I don't even.
She's Hispanic. Okay. She's Latino.
Oh,
you know, when
Puerto
we,
Rican, something. You
when
know,
we finally go down to Dayton, it's going to sound a lot like this. It's going to be a. It's going to be a showdown.
This sounds exactly like their air.
We're going to ride in like the Magnificent Seven. Well, you're Yul Brynner. Actually, PJ could be Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
You can be, I'll be Steve McQueen or Charles Bronson.
I'll be Zero Mostel. Was he in the,
I don't think
was he in the Magnificent Seven?
You can be Horst Buchholz. Or,
that's a great reference that no one in the world knows.
I think Jimmy Coburn was in the Magnificent
Yes,
Seven.
He was.
Jimmy Coburn was in there. Lee Marvin was not in the Magnificent. We should figure out what actors were in the Magnificent Seven. Hey, PK, how are you fixed for Blades? Hey, Jay, how are you fixed for Blades? A little bumpy down there, Jay? Yeah?
Ted Riott's got plenty of blades.
I need blades to slash my wrists. That's what I need.
How are you fixed for blades? Are people still hanging on about the Tom Snyder news or not?
Oh, yeah. I am.
Tom Snyder has leukemia. There's a
really?
Yeah, he was diagnosed with leukemia. He put a little thing up.
So sad.
He's not on the air, but you can he writes a little rant on colorteeny.com.
Is there? You're kidding me. That there's really a color.
There's a colorteeny.com.
So if you do late night television, you get a debilitating disease eventually.
Yeah. What are you saying, Johnny? Tom Snyder
and Tom Brokaw.
Peter Jennings.
Peter Jennings, the one who came on the air and was like all hoarse and stuff, going.
Well, Peter Jennings is great because
cancer.
The other two
sounds like two comics we know.
Oh boy. It's getting hot in here.
I've got
that?
Cancer.
I need an applause break.
Guys come out and say,
yeah, you're not getting one for that.
But what I loved about Peter Jennings was that, like, hey,
did
Dan.
That slip out? I'm sorry.
Tom Brokaw's like, I'm going to ride off into the sunset. I'm going to retire. Then Dan Rather gets forced out to retire. Jennings is like, hey, F you. I'm not going anywhere. And then he gets the big C.
That'll
he gets the lung cancer.
That's
what
karma.
You get.
Karma's
you see?
A bitch, isn't it?
You leave when you got to leave there, Mr.
That's awful.
This show
you guys are just evil.
We're evil.
See,
sure.
That's what I brought. I brought the evil factor. I brought
that's
the
right.
Sith
that's
factor
cool.
to the show.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, whenever I think about Peter Jennings' cancer, I just, you know.
Oh, that's a laugh riot.
That's what I think.
I was doing dead Pope material a week ago. Okay,
were
so
you?
What's your dead? Do you have Pope jokes?
No, we can't do the Pope.
We can do Pope jokes. Let's
no,
do Pope. It's
no,
late in the show.
Is it already hack? Is it already gone?
People turn
no,
this
I was
off.
I was ripping on his little red outfit and white socks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you do that bit the other day. That's funny. Do it.
No,
do
I'm
it.
Not doing No, I got to be in a
well,
rant mode.
I'll do a bit. I'll do a Pope.
I got to be in a rant mode. I'm not in a rant mode.
See, they're talking about we might have a black Pope. You know, that the one of
that's
the guys
going nowhere.
African.
Always with the black stuff, Joel.
No, but there's going to be a black pope. Really? I want to see the black pope.
Well, Isaac Hayes was black Moses in
well,
the
there,
70s.
See, there you go.
So,
and Jesus
we
was
have a
black, if you believe.
I love
what
the references
say.
On
Wait,
this show.
We have a black pope, Al Sharpton.
Yeah, there you go.
Not the black pope.
But I think it would be great to have a black pope. Imagine what that hat's going to look like on the black pope. It's going to be made out of fur, have a big feather in it. That'll be great. Come on.
That's the best.
The Pope Mobile is going to have tinted windows. Well, can you imagine what it's going to be like if we have a black pope?
And you know who his bishop's going to be?
Who's that?
Bishop Don Magic
The Archbishop Wong. John Magic Wong. with his chalice.
Yeah.
Imagine the brothers
can
take
imagine
over.
Imagine a black pope, though, with the, I want to love you, Lord of Jesus.
All his homeboys are going to become cardinals. You're going to have Poo Poo and Ray Ray up in there running around in the Sistine Chapel.
And it's going to be like this.
Yeah. Go Pope, it's your birthday.
That's what the Catholic Church is missing. I've heard it.
Crabassier would make that.
Those long sermons.
First of all, he would replace the wine with Mad Dog 2020 would be that'd be your new. It'd be like. You'd eat a chicken and a biscuit cracker and a Mad Dog 2020 for the Eucharist.
Wouldn't it be chicken waffles, wouldn't it?
You know what I'm saying? When they're this may be my body, and they give you like a, you know, Dorito or something.
The cornbread is the body of Christ.
Exactly.
Could that be it? See, now we're riffing. This is a comedy
show. Am I wrong
show?
That chicken and a biscuits is a kind of a black cracker? Is that just me?
I don't know. Or I is think that, Jesus.
You're a redneck.
I love chicken and a biscuit.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
But is that really a black thing? I mean, no. Is that?
I wish we had a
so.
Chicken and a biscuit theme song.
I don't know. We've got some other theme songs
on there. I think it's for people
who
can't afford real meat, and they're thinking they're getting it in the chicken.
You're getting chicken in the biscuit?
Exactly.
You know what, though? This might roll with the new Pope.
Sure.
My hair a little bit. Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better
with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. You could just change Coke to Pope. Things go better with Pope.
Show comes what to a screeching halt every time I play a sound effect. Well, they all go, wait, let's see if he gets it right. And then they listen. And then you listen to the sound effect.
And he's supposed to be playing the Hawaiian Punch theme, and then Round and Round by Rat comes
out.
What are
you saying?
Hey, have a nice wine punch. Sure.
This particular show has been way too sound effective.
We can test Corey here.
But that's we're trying to fit in.
Corey, I was putting on my Old Spice this morning.
Were you really?
And I was hearing...
I don't know where that one is at all.
There's an Old Spice theme.
Oh, here it is.
Stump yeah. The bartender.
Yeah. This is what I felt like.
You guys at home can just do your taxes.
You ever date a girl and you got Old Spice on and she goes, wow, you smell just like my dad. Ay, ay, ay. Can I fuck you like your dad used to?
Oh,
I'm not allowed to say that? Oh, we can riff on the Pope, but I can't throw an incest joke in there. Okay.
It's funny because I was about to say, you smell like my brother. Why is that?
Because I wear Old Spice.
Nobody doesn't like
original formula.
Not in this room.
Wow.
It is a little thick in here.
It is. It's warm here in Detroit today. It's a little humid. It's at the 73, 74 today.
I'm moist. Not quite wet, not quite dry.
Our non-air conditioned.
I'd like you to never say that again, please.
That's my favorite word of all time.
Moist?
Moist.
Moist?
How disgusting is moist? Just think of the word moist.
What if a cake is moist? That's good.
What if a girl says, I'm moist? Well, that's a bad thing. That's because her flow isn't sopped up yet.
No, that's a good thing.
No, but it should be
wet.
Yeah, yeah.
She should be sopping wet, not moist.
Not moist. Moist isn't enough?
Moist isn't. You're going to chafe her.
How do you like? Do you like your girls dripping? Do you like them dripping?
I like them wet. I do like them wet.
He likes his girls dripping.
Here's the difference. Moist is a trip to Red Lobster. Wet is like you really went to the, you know what I mean? You went to the, like, the top restaurant. Yeah. Moist, it's kind of like, we went to Bennigan's in a movie. That's moist. You know what I'm saying? We're going to Saks and buying you some shoes. You know, that's wet.
If you get a tennis bracelet, then you're wet.
I want to have to wring out my seats after she gets out of my car, okay? I want her wet.
Your bucket seats and your Camaro? Yes. Is that what
PJ up until how many years ago?
2 years ago I sold
2 years
my
ago
Camaro.
He drove an orange Camaro.
So you people thought the Queensryche was just a joke. No,
he actually drove an orange Camaro.
It's times like these I really wish I had the Bitchin' Camaro song from Is it the Dead Kennedys or the
Milkmen?
Dead Milkmen, but you know.
I drove a Bitchin' Camaro.
One day technology will allow you to have Bitchin' Camaro sitting in front of you.
It's called next week. We'll have Bitchin'
Camaro. Next week we'll have it when PJ's not here.
You got to have the whole intro with the Motley Crue t-shirts.
I think you should be a regular guest. It'll be PJ and CJ and Jay.
PJ and Jay.
I'll come over when you guys invite me.
CJ and JP.
But that's only after I weed through all our hate mail, my hate mail.
I hope we get hate mail.
That's...
I want
good.
Anything. You know, that's why I was like...
I got hate mail from the Holly Hotel one time because I picked on this woman.
Did you really?
Somebody in the audience
she
sent
said,
you
they
an
said
email
they never
and
wanted
said
to see
sucked?
Me work there again. No, she
oh,
said
this
I
is
was,
the staff?
No,
the
it
management?
Was, it, yeah, she sent it... No, it was a customer who sent it to George.
F you.
Exactly.
You people.
Lighten up, Francis.
And if the club owner would just have the attitude to go, oh, that's so bad, and then just
everyone else
throw
was
it in
loving
the
it.
F them.
So hate mail, send it.
Send
it
to
it.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Vote for us on podcast.
Do you want to take another chance at the PKNJ and see how long it takes
can
to
you
get
see?
To the song?
Can you see? You know, if you hit the arrow forward button, you can skip 5 seconds in that.
See, now that sounds Arkansas.
Now that's P.
Here it is.
Laughing, dancing, singing, and playing. Who's laughing? Not the audience.
Yeah, that's always been the misnomer. And them under comedy.
They're jumping, because that's funny.
What's up, folks? It's March the 11th.
It's
Friday night. It's our first Friday night show.
Okay.
Friday night.
I'm calling the PK.
All right.
And we're going out of town this weekend, so that's why we're doing it on Friday night.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit in the show.
The PK and Essay show.
Can I call the PK impersonation as mine? Can I claim that if we're going to argue from bug voice?
No, you have to talk like
that. I mean, it was like that guy.
Jeanette, we're going away for the weekend.
I can't listen to a single second.
You're so cute. Oh, I can't believe I'm so lucky.
Are they doing it? Does anyone know? Are they doing it? I haven't heard enough of the show.
Are they doing it? Are they a couple? I think they are.
I think they hint at it. They're not like Don and Drew going.
But are they? They could just
grab my wank, bitch.
Really? I got some of that show. You want to cue that up?
God, please.
PJ, grab my wank. Come here. I'm going to give you.
No, we're really doing it, people. We're not just talking about it. We're really doing it. I've really got Joel's wank in my hand. But that's apparently what you need to get a sponsor, because they have a sponsor.
Man, I'm going to recommend, folks, if you can get a mouthful of Buttland, you get that right in there. Get a throat full of that beauty.
PJ Buttland!
That's salty good.
I have blown a lot of Cracker Jack truckers in various parts of Tennessee.
Who hasn't?
But nobody has had the uncircumcised man meat like you do, dude. The smegma, the dick cheese rolling off that thing. I'm getting nasty on this show.
Woo! But I think PK could just be some gay guy who shares an apartment with her. No? Am I wrong?
I think they hint.
They hint that they're doing it.
They
but
allude
not.
And yet don't actually screw.
Well, I'm not alluding. I'm going to get right to the point.
We don't want
to. Me and Corey are not fucking.
Thank you, folks. We just want to clear that up.
In case you had
any. That's why they brought me in.
Yeah, we brought PJ and we needed a third.
I'm the pillow biter of the trio.
Trois.
Yeah, because, you know, we don't need any of this going on.
No, we don't.
San Francisco comes.
The Corey and Joel radio show.
So, Joel, when you wax your nuts.
Oh, my God.
What do you. It hurts, doesn't it?
It does.
I was watching The View. And that show is just so great.
I love
that little star. Star Jones, you go. You go.
She is fabulous.
A delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
Nuts.
We already have the chock full of nuts. That is sure to please. What the hell is this commercial?
That's me. San Francisco. That's what the boys call me. They call me Rice-A-Roni.
You know, there's nothing funnier than homophobia. I gotta
say, there really isn't. And I think we've hit all bases today.
Yeah, some of my best friends are gay. No one ever says that. Some of my best friends are black. Some of my best friends are Hispanic, PK.
Yeah, I don't say it because it's not true.
You know, one of my best friends is gay. I just don't talk about it because then people think I'm a homo because I'm 30 years old and unmarried.
No, that's actually true.
Paul, yeah, you can't say that.
One of Joel's best friends is gay and, like, he didn't know.
Yeah, for years.
It kind of was announced.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. And like, we had the Super Bowl party over at this guy's house. And, like, he's, like, the least gay guy
ever.
He's
very not gay.
Except that he likes to, you know.
Right. But they also, him and his boyfriend were carrying on about how hot Adam Vinatieri was. And that was a big gay for me. Yeah, the kicker.
The two gay guys like the
kicker? He's hot.
Tom Brady was out on the field.
Yeah, they like Tom Brady, but for some reason, Adam Vinatieri.
I'm a little disappointed, you know, because if I was gay, you know, let's get in touch with
if
our.
If you
got to
be a homo, all right, we got 2 minutes. Go ahead,
Dr. Troy from Nip Tuck. He can stuff my ass anytime he wants. He is just. He's got the guy playing Dr. Doom this summer in Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Guy. He is.
You,
hot.
If you were gay, that'd be
I would
the guy.
Bend. I would in a heartbeat.
Okay, I would bang Stone Phillips from NBC's Dateline. Corey, we've got about 2 minutes left.
See, Corey's too
no
tough.
Explanation needed on Stone Phillips.
Stone Phillips.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What am I gonna say?
I'm trying to think.
Our inner homosexual is speaking.
Why not bang like a real queer, one of the queer
Carson.
Eye guys? Yeah,
Carson
Cressley from Queer.
At least they know what they're doing, you know.
No,
trying to bang James Brolin, and it's like, what's going on there, you know? Corey,
Josh Brolin, he's pretty gay.
That's
I would
Corey wants
Josh.
Josh Brolin. You want that guy from Amityville Horror? You were talking about how
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds. Thought, you were talking
he
about
he might hurt me though. I kind of want a squishy, cuddly homo. I want like a, you know what I'm saying? Like you know what I want? Danny Pintaro from Who's the Boss. That might be my guy.
Thank you, Corey.
That kid's a queen.
And the show is almost over, folks. We want to thank you. Next week, it's going to be what breed of dog would you fuck if you were into bestiality? Border Collie for me. Border
Chocolate
Collie.
Lab.
Chocolate Lab. PJ, you want to get this?
I thought this was next week.
Well, let's do it now.
It's a preview.
I'm going to go with a little Pekingese so I can just rip the shit out of her.
He wants his penis.
I thought you were more of a pug man.
The littler the better. It makes
like a Boston Terrier, if you can catch one of those little bastards.
You got a plug, PJ, on the way out?
Do I? I'm going to be, in case anyone's wants to go to, where the hell am I this week? I have no idea where I am this week. I'm at Manchester. Dan's River Grill in Manchester.
Dan's River Grill in Manchester.
All right. There.
I'm at Joey's Comedy Club in Dearborn. Go to joelthecomic.com for more info to come see Joel. Corey is going to be sitting in a movie theater watching a shitty movie this week. And anything else?
No, folks. That's going to about do it for
Say
this week.
Say goodbye to Show 8. Thank you, PJ, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Send us some email. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. We'll see you next time.
Lots of email.
Night, everybody.
Good night.